USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. is approaching 1.7 million as the death toll continues to rise. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the country is grieving.
Every loss of life counts. We say 100,000, but like the president says, you know, one death is something to be mourned. These 100,000 individuals have a face. The president takes this very seriously. It's why he lowered the flag to half staff for 3 days to remember these men and women.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says hair salons and barbershops in some parts of the state will be allowed to reopen as long as the proper steps are taken.
We're making progress. We're moving forward. We're not looking back, but we are walking into the unknown, the untested.
The Los Angeles and San Francisco areas are not included in the change. This is USA Radio News.
So I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable. But there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Things have settled down in Chicago after a surge of violence over the holiday weekend. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Chicago's police superintendent David Brown says 49 people were shot and at least 10 people were killed.
The violence throughout the city on Memorial Day weekend was nothing short of alarming.
Brown adding that there were more than 200 guns recovered over the three-day weekend as well. Chief of Operations Fred Waller also addressed large gatherings that he said took place despite the stay-at-home order being in place. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump is threatening to move the GOP convention out of Charlotte, North Carolina, unless Governor Roy Cooper, a Democrat, agrees to allow access to the convention center in August. The governors of Georgia and Florida, both Republicans, say they're willing to have the gathering in their states. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
With many crimes down due to the pandemic, one crime is actually rising. USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
The coronavirus has not been kind to car owners. With more people than ever staying home to lessen the spread of COVID-19, their sedans, pickup trucks, and SUVs are parked unattended on the streets, making them easy targets for opportunistic thieves. Despite silent streets and nearly non-existent traffic, vehicle larcenies shot up 63% in New York from January 1st through mid-May compared with the same period last year. And many other law enforcement agencies around the United States are reporting increases in stolen cars and vehicle burglaries, even as violent crime has dropped dramatically nationwide during the pandemic. It's a low-risk crime with a potentially high reward, police say, especially when many drivers leave their doors unlocked or their keys inside. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Costa Rica became the first country in Central America to legalize same-sex marriage. Amid the coronavirus pandemic, thousands of people watched Darazita Arguez and Alexandria Castillo get married early in the morning as the first same-sex couple to legally do so in Costa Rica. Costa Rica's Supreme Court of Justice ruled in August 2018 the ban on same-sex marriage was unconstitutional and gave Parliament 18 months to legislate or the ban would be automatically lifted. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.